These are the days of joy and grace. Gratitude shines on every face. Blessings uncounted, mercy so wide. Hearts are rejoicing this eventide. The days of gratitude.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd fa'audu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very beautifully reported to have said the one who recites durood salutation salawat salam once upon me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, 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 khushamdi. Welcome to all our wonderful viewers and listeners on this beautiful day of Eid. MashaAllah, it is the day of happiness, the day of celebration. It is a festival of happiness and indeed a very great gift from the exalted court of Allah. Alhamdulillah, you have chosen these beautiful moments to spend with your Madani channel and inshallah azawajal in the coming 3 days we will be with you with this beautiful series, The Days of Gratitude. Subhanallah, yes, the days of shukr, the days of happiness, the days of expressing our gratitude in the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So inshallah we'll be discussing some beautiful elements, some beautiful aspects, and we have just left the beautiful month of Ramadan, so all of us are alhamdulillah feeling boosted for the coming year, inshallah, azawajal, in terms of good deeds, in terms of good actions, in terms of performing salah, paying zakat, and many other things. We make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the barakat of Ramadan Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us amongst those fortunate personalities who are forgiven in His exalted court. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all firm on the true path of Islam and the path of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. On this beautiful day of Eid, I am with you with two beautiful personalities. Alhamdulillah, close to my heart. On the left side, we have our very lovely personality of Madani Channel. Many of you have seen him in the past episodes and past series. Alhamdulillah. A very beautiful speaker, Mulana Asim Madani Sahab. Mulana Sahab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mulana Sahab?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah. Good to see you, Mulana Sahab. After quite some time, we have the opportunity of spending time. And for those that have been watching us in the previous episodes, you do know that, MashaAllah, Mulana Sahab shares with us his beautiful words of wisdom. Whether it is the explanation of the Holy Quran or the Ahadith and some other incidents, alhamdulillah, of the awliya ikram, sahaba ikram. And inshallah, we do hope that inshallah we will benefit a lot from today's discussion. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. On my right hand side, alhamdulillah, we have a new face to our Madani channel, Mulana Muhammad Maaz Madani Sahab. Mulana Sahab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mulana Sahab? How are you feeling?
Alhamdulillah, ala ihsanihi.
MashaAllah. Mulana Sahab is with us. Subhanallah, a new personality, but alhamdulillah, a very vibrant speaker as well. And inshallah, today he will also be sharing with us some beautiful words of wisdom and he will be shedding light on our topic for today. That brings us towards the discussion which we will be speaking about today. And because our silsila, our series name is The Days of Gratitude, so it only makes sense that the first topic which we will be discussing will be on expressing gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fadail, the excellences of shukr, of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the harms of not thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, likewise how to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what can we do, what should we do, what shouldn't we do, inshallah, in the light of the Quran, the hadith, and the sayings of the sahaba ikram and the great personalities, inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. So sit back, relax and enjoy. Be with us, inshallah, for the entire episode. And I will learn something new. You will learn something new, inshallah. All of us will learn something new. Let's make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will definitely attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. And amongst the many intentions which you can make, one of them is, inshallah, whenever or whatever I hear in today's discussion, I will act upon it. I will, inshallah, pass the message on to as well. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Without any further delay, let's, inshallah, begin today's discussion. And I would like to start with the left side, which is close to my heart. Munasab, very briefly and very quickly, inshallah, if you can keep in front of our viewers, what is shukr? What is actually expressing gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Shukr is a very vast topic, actually. Almighty Allah is the one who has created us. Almighty Allah is the one who is sustaining us. Almighty Allah is the one who has granted us the tawfiq of speaking, talking. He has granted us the tawfiq of walking. We walked and reached here today. Almighty Allah is the one who has granted us the tawfiq of understanding the deen, understanding the sharia. We are enjoying the countless blessings of Almighty Allah day and night. We cannot thank Almighty Allah for all these favors and bounties. And look at the great favor of Almighty Allah, the Ramzan al-Mubarak, the month of Ramzan al-Mubarak just passed now.
Mm-hmm. Allah.
In the month of Ramzan al-Mubarak, Almighty Allah showered a special mercy upon the believers. Iftar time, Almighty Allah forgives millions of the sinners, those who deserve Jahannam. So He granted us the tawfiq to witness this month. He granted us the tawfiq to worship Almighty Allah. He granted us the tawfiq to perform salah with jamaat, to keep fast in the month of Ramadan. You know, a person who keeps fast in this blessed month, only he knows or his Allah knows. Namaz, you will have to go to the masjid and perform. People are watching you. Hajj, you will have to go and perform in front of people. Millions of people, they watch you. You perform that ibadat in front of people. But fast is such a great ibadat that it is between a person and his Almighty Allah. He can go inside the room and eat and drink whatever he wants to eat. He can do that. What stops him from eating and drinking? That is the fear of Almighty Allah. And that is the commandment of Almighty Allah. And that is the obedience of Almighty Allah. When all this comes in his mind and he knows that my Allah is watching me. So he doesn't eat. He doesn't drink. He, you know, stops his nafs from eating and drinking. So who is the one who has granted him the power of doing all that?
Allah, subhanallah.
Almighty Allah. And Almighty Allah has mentioned in Holy Quran. Almighty Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumusiyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. In this ayat muqaddisa, Almighty Allah has mentioned that I have made the fast necessary, obligatory upon you, so that you attain piety.
Subhanallah.
After mentioning this, Almighty Allah mentioned the rulings regarding fast. If you are sick, then what's the Shari ruling? If you are traveler, then what's the Shari ruling? Almighty Allah mentioned the Shari rulings regarding fast after giving the commandment of keeping fast, and then right after that, what Almighty Allah said? Almighty Allah says in Holy Quran, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And glorify Allah for having guided you, and somehow you are grateful. In this ayat muqaddisa, Almighty Allah says, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Mufassirin have mentioned under this ayat muqaddisa, that look at the sequence. In the beginning, Almighty Allah said the fast has been made obligatory upon you, farz upon you. Keep fast so that you attain piety. And at the end, after mentioning the rulings, Almighty Allah says, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. That mention the glory of Almighty Allah upon the guidance which He has, you know, granted you, bestowed upon you. It means, if a person keeps fast in the month of Ramadan, that is a special guidance from Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
You know, in the month of Ramadan, people's hearts become soft. Their jazba increases. Their passion of worshipping Almighty Allah increases. You know, masajid are filled with people. Lot of people, you know, they try to perform each and every salah in the masjid in the first half. Lot of people, you know, they give charity in the month of Ramadan. Their hearts become soft. So it means Almighty Allah has granted them a special kind of guidance.
Subhanallah.
So Almighty Allah is saying that وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. That hidayat which has been mentioned in this ayat muqaddasa is regarding the month of Ramadan. Because in the beginning, Almighty Allah has mentioned that fast has been made obligatory upon you. Then He mentioned the rulings regarding fast. And after that, Almighty Allah is saying that on this special guidance which I have granted you, walitukabbirullah, glorify Almighty Allah. So this ayat muqaddisa, walitukabbirullah ala ma hadakum, is related to these days, the days of Eid, that the month of Ramadan has passed. You worshipped Almighty Allah, you kept fast, you performed Taraweeh Salah, you gave charity, you performed lot of Nafli Ibadat, you performed Taraweeh Salah, you know, you tried to please your Almighty Allah and you killed the desires of your nafs. So now that is not you who have done all that. You are not the one who has done that all, but rather Almighty Allah is the one who has granted you the tawfiq of doing all that. So when Almighty Allah has guided you to do all that, so what must you do now? Allahu Akbar. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Almighty Allah says that on this guidance which I have granted you in the month of Ramadan, Walitukabbirullah, mention my glory. Glorify Almighty Allah upon this special guidance. And then Almighty Allah said after that, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So when I have bestowed lot of favors upon you, I have forgiven millions of the people and, you know, freed them from the hellfire. So on this special guidance and on this special favor, you must pay thanks to Almighty Allah, and you know, you must try to be grateful to Almighty Allah. So what have we understood from this ayat muqaddisa? Ulama ikram have said that since Almighty Allah has guided you, unfortunately there are a lot of people who did not keep fast in the month of Ramadan. They are believers, but they did not keep fast. They are believers, but they did not value this month. They are believers, but they didn't show any importance to this month.
Allah.
They are believers, but they didn't go to the masjid to perform salah in the masjid. They are believers, but this month did not make any difference to them. Is it not the mercy of Almighty Allah that He guided us to value this month? Is it not the mercy of Almighty Allah that He, you know, enabled us and granted us the tawfiq to keep fast in the month of Ramadan?
Subhan.
He granted us the tawfiq to go to the masjid and perform Taraweeh Salah in the masjid. Mumineen's hearts, believers' hearts become soft in this month. You know, if a person, you know, gets angry more often, you will see him in the month of Ramadan that his temperature of getting angry will come down.
Decrease.
It will decrease. Why? Because he thinks, no, I'm fasting. I'm fasting, and this is the month of showing, I mean, respect and being thankful to Almighty Allah for all that. I must not be angry to my children. I must not be upset with my wife. I must not be upset with other musallis, with other Muslim brothers. You know, even if he was upset with some of the brothers, family members, relatives before, when the month of Ramadan comes, he calls them. He speaks to them. He goes to them. You know, they sit together. They talk together. So this is a special guidance, special mercy of Almighty Allah, which He bestows in the month of Ramadan. So Ulama-e-Ikram says, so due to this reason, shukr becomes wajib upon us.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Being grateful to Almighty Allah becomes wajib upon us. And remember, shukr is not only related to the month of Ramadan. Shukr is related to each and every moment of our life. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam once asked Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, I want to know about the smallest bounty of yours. Smallest bounty. Almighty Allah said, O Dawood, take a breath.
Allah.
He took a breath. Then Almighty Allah said to Dawood, this is my smallest bounty.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And a favor which I bestow upon people. And everyone, whether is a Muslim or non-Muslim, every living person enjoys this bounty.
Bishak, subhanallah.
You know, our life depends on this bounty. If we lose this bounty, we lose our life. So it means this bounty is not a small bounty. But Almighty Allah says, this is my smallest bounty, O Dawood. So it means shukr is not only related to the month of Ramadan or is not related to the days of Eid, but we must be grateful to Almighty Allah in each and every moment of our life.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Beautiful munasab and really some thought-provoking words. Unfortunately, some of us do not understand the true essence of shukr. And in fact, if you have to put everything down, it means that every moment of our lives, we should express gratitude and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Munasab, you know, Munasab was just speaking now about expressing thanks. And he said, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And he also explained that this is actually a fadl and the karam of Allah ta'ala, that He has bestowed upon you the ability of doing something, whether it is good deeds, whether it is amal salihah, whatever the case is. And on that, you know, because we are discussing shukr, what do you have to say in terms of shukr being a blessing from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
MashaAllah. When Maulana Sahab was talking about shukr and he was explaining the ayat al-karima and the tafsir, he mentioned about Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. So I remember one story about Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, that as Maulana Sahab mentioned, the smallest bounty is to take a breath. And this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Now, Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah azza wa jal that, Ya Allah, all of the bounties that I've been granted, what is the way that I can express my way of
Allah?
We can say, how can I express my gratitude towards you? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully said that, O Dawood, do you not know that all the blessings you have are from me?
Mm-hmm.
And then he said that, he humbly said, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam said that, Ya Allah, why not? All the bounties that I've been granted, all the blessings are from you, Ya Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied on this and said that, I am pleased with this very gratefulness of yours. That is your acknowledgement of blessings. So the greatest way a person can make shukr in the court of Allah azza wa jal is by knowing that whatever he has was not because of his own power. It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him that blessing. And when Allah grants someone a blessing, it has been mentioned in books that it becomes necessary upon the person to be grateful to Allah azza wa jal. And when a person becomes grateful to Allah azza wa jal, that is also from Allah azza wa jal. So you acknowledging any bounty, whether it's your breath, which is the smallest bounty from Allah azza wa jal, your livelihood, your clothes, your parents, your children, whatever blessing you've been given, the moment you acknowledge that, you must know that you have made shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the greatest ways a person can make shukr is to acknowledge the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you.
Subhanallah. Many times, people don't realize.
Ji.
They enjoy the bounties, but they don't realize. And even, you know, if sometime you ask when they achieve something, and you ask them that, how did you achieve this? So, you know, they will try to admire themselves. And they'll say, you know, there is a lot of hard work behind that. But they will not mention that it only became possible through the tawfiq of Almighty Allah. So I am very grateful to Almighty Allah. He will try to admire himself. He will try to mention his hard working, his struggling time, his efforts. But he will, and what happens that when they lose those bounties and favors, then they realize, oh, it was a great bounty and great favor of Almighty Allah. Like Maulana Sahib mentioned that parents are the great bounties of Almighty Allah. So when the parents are alive, they don't value them. They don't show respect to them. They don't serve them. Once they lose, now they realize that I have lost a big favor and the big bounty of Almighty Allah. They were mercy for me. They were, you know, very kind to me. I should have served them. And now the time has passed. When they have lost them, now they realize. And it's not only about the parents. Any bounty of Almighty Allah. You know, you see people, they have big businesses. They live a luxury life. And when you talk to them, you know, you feel, you know, this guy has a lot of pride. Right? But sometime later, you might see the same person on the road.
Allah.
Now we realize, now his way of talk will change. But the time when Almighty Allah bestowed these favors upon him, blessed him with these all favors, he never ever thanked Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah blessed him with wealth, he never gave zakat. Ya Allah, you are the one who blessed me with this wealth, and that is your commandment that I must take out zakat of my maal. You know, if you go to a rich person and you tell him that please take out the zakat of your maal, your wealth, so he will feel shy to take out the entire zakat of his maal. Why? My money is going to decrease. But the time when he will lose this bounty, he will realize it. So it happens. That is the nature of human. We are enjoying the day of Eid. That is also the favor of Almighty Allah. Our life belongs to Allah, so we should spend the way He wants us to spend. Our wealth doesn't belong to us, so we should spend our wealth the way He wants us to spend. Why? Because what He's going to give us in return? Jannah. You know, normally what happens is that when you sell something, you get money. When you buy something, you give money. It's the game of exchanging. So spend your life according to His hukam, His commandments. Spend your wealth according to His commandments, and then pay shukr to Almighty Allah. Ayat of the Holy Quran, La in shakartum la azidannakum. That if you become grateful to Almighty Allah, He will increase the bounty, He will increase the favors.
Subhanallah.
So it means if we become grateful to Almighty Allah for all these favors, and we spend our life according to the commandments of Almighty Allah, our bounties are going to increase.
MashaAllah, Munasab, Jazakallah, beautiful words. Munasab is mesmerizing us with his wonderful words. And Alhamdulillah, he just mentioned now that as a believer, it is our duty to relate every good thing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because undoubtedly he is the Zaat who has given us the permission or the ability to do these various good deeds. And this reminded me of something, Munasab, which I will inshallah share with the viewers. But after a short break, we will now inshallah listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as soon as we return, we will carry on our discussion. You are watching the Days of Gratitude on this beautiful day of Eid. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are with the Madani channel. Today we are discussing shukr and expressing this thanks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, with our guests, inshallah, after the break, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Bula lo ya رسول اللہ بلا لو یا حبیب اللہ
رضا کسی سگے طیبہ کے پاؤں بھی چومے رضا کسی سگے طیبہ کے پاؤں بھی چومے کہ تم اور آہ کے اتنا دماغ لے کے چلے پیارے اسلامی بھائیوں مدینے کا سفر یہ عشق کا سفر ہے دیوانگی کا سفر ہے اللہ کریم یہ سفر عشق کے عالم میں نصیب فرمائے.
یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں, اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں. یا رب سوئے مدینہ, یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں, اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں.
ان کے سوا کسی کی دل میں نہ آرزو ہو, ان کے سوا کسی کی دل میں نہ آرزو ہو, ان کے سوا کسی کی دل میں نہ آرزو ہو, ان کے سوا کسی کی دل میں نہ آرزو ہو. دنیا کی ہر طلب سے بیگانہ بن کے جاؤں, دنیا کی ہر طلب سے بیگانہ بن کے جاؤں.
یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں, اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں. یا رب سوئے مدینہ, یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں, اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں.
لالو یا رسول اللہ, بلا لو یا حبیب اللہ, ہر گام ایک سجدہ, ہر گام یا حبیبی, ہر گام ایک سجدہ, ہر گام یا حبیبی, ہر گام ایک سجدہ, ہر گام یا حبیبی, ہر گام ایک سجدہ, ہر گام یا حبیبی. اس شان اس ادا کا مستانہ بن کے جاؤں, اس شان اس ادا کا مستانہ بن کے جاؤں.
یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں, اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں. یا رب سوئے مدینہ, یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں, اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں.
لالو یا رسول اللہ, بلا لو یا حبیب اللہ. لب پہ درود جاری, دل پر سرور تاری, لب پہ درود جاری, دل پر سرور تاری, لب پہ درود جاری, دل پر سرور تاری, لب پہ درود جاری, دل پر سرور تاری. اپنی حقیقتوں کا افسانہ بن کے جاؤں, اپنی حقیقتوں کا افسانہ بن کے جاؤں.
یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں, اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں. یا رب سوئے مدینہ, یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں, اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں.
لالو یا رسول اللہ, بلا لو یا حبیب اللہ. بہزاد اپنا عالم سمجھے گا کیا زمانہ, بہزاد اپنا عالم سمجھے گا کیا زمانہ, بہزاد اپنا عالم
سمجھے گا کیا زمانہ بہزاد اپنا عالم سمجھے گا کیا زمانہ ہے فہم کا تقاضا دیوانہ بن کے جاؤں ہے فہم کا تقاضا دیوانہ بن کے جاؤں
یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں یا رب سوئے مدینہ یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں
صلی اللہ علیہ الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ, مرحبا, ویلکم بیک ٹو آور سلسلہ. یو آر واچنگ مدنی چینل اینڈ وی آر ڈسکسنگ شکر اینڈ دس تھینکس ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. آن دس ڈے آف عید, اٹ از ڈے آف ایکسپریسنگ گریٹیچیوڈ. الحمد للہ عز و جل, یو آر وتھ اس ان شاء اللہ. وی ہیو میڈ دا انٹینشن ان دا بگننگ دیٹ وٹ ایور وی ول لرن وی ول ان شاء اللہ ٹرائی اینڈ ایکٹ اپون اٹ. دس از سم تھنگ ایزی. Shukr is something which I feel every believer needs to implement in his life. As Munasab, our two guests were mentioning before the break, the importance, the excellence and the fadail of shukr, that this ability of having and making shukr is also from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And you know, in the past days in Ramadan, we were discussing tafsir of the Holy Quran, and we came across a very beautiful incident of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. Very briefly, I'm not going to mention the entire incident, but when Sulaiman alayhi salam, Munasab, when he told his ministers, his people, that bring the throne of Bilqis to me, and Hazrat Sayyidina Asif bin Barkhiya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu brought the throne of Bilqis all the way, you know, from many, many miles and kilometers away, and a throne which was, you know, more than 100 feet in length, more than 50 feet in height, made of gold and silver and this and rubies and many things, and that too locked away. And, you know, before the blinking of an eye, it was in front of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allah, Allah. Then the words of Sulaiman alayhi salam, Munasab, which the Holy Quran mentioned, is when that throne came in front of Sulaiman alayhi salam. So Sulaiman alayhi salam didn't say that, you know, this is my power, this is my authority, or this is, mera kamal. No, no. The word Sulaiman alayhi salam used was hadha min fadli rabbi.
Allah, 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 Allah.
This is the fadl, this is the karam, this is the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has granted me the ability, and then he has granted this personality, Sayyidina Asif bin Barkhiya, the ability of bringing this throne from so far and in such a short moment. But everything is min fadli rabbi. This is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reason, liyabluwani ashkuru am akfur. So that, you know, he can test me and he can see that whether I am going to thank Allah ta'ala or I will not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sulaiman Islam is a Nabi, a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no possibility of him not expressing gratitude in the court of Allah. But a lesson he has left for everyone until Qiyamah, that no matter what your status, your maqam, your rank is, whenever anything good happens, whether you did it or it happened to you, relate it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah ta'ala bestowed that bounty upon you, لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ, to see whether you will thank Allah ta'ala or you will be ungrateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Munasab, you mentioned before the break, and I just remembered it, so I thought I should share it with the viewers. Ji Munasab, you're very quiet today, so I thought let me come towards you. What more would you like to share with us? We have discussed that thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is excellent, it's wonderful, it's beautiful. Okay, and the more we discuss on that, we can discuss an entire episode on that. But let's look at the other side. You know, what if someone doesn't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then what are you going to say about that person?
Allahu Akbar. That is a very important question. Every person knows that anything that happens in his life, or any good that happens in his life, that is through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he must also remember, there's always two sides to one story. Where there's good, there's bad. So as Maulana Sahab mentioned, that people who make shukr in the court of Allah azza wa jal for any bounty that they received, because of his gratefulness, Allah azza wa jal increases that bounty for him. If he received something, for example, Allah blessed him with a car, if he make shukr upon that, who knows, in the future Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant him another car. is just an example. Anything, a person became Hafiz. And he made shukr upon that hifz that he did. But remember, memorizing the Quran, although a person is putting effort from his side, but that mercy and that blessing is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I say there's two sides of a story, a person who is ungrateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only removes that blessing from him, he will take that blessing away from him. Okay, this person is ungrateful for what I granted him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes that blessing from him. And it has been mentioned that Allah azza wa jal will change that blessing into punishment. Allahu Akbar. Mulana sahab mentioned before the break that people who are ungrateful of a ni'mat and they only realize that the ni'mat was taken away from them is when the ni'mat is taken away from them. They will never, people will never make shukr when they have that bounty with them. But as soon as that bounty is removed, then they will realize, Ya Allah, what has happened? You have taken this bounty away from me. Likewise, when it comes to anything, parents, siblings, house, big car, anything, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that this person is ungrateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala undoubtedly will remove that blessing from that person. And that person will only realize, once again,
After the bounty
is taken away.
Sometimes, maybe Almighty Allah will not remove that bounty from him. He will be ungrateful to Almighty Allah, but maybe he is going to get another car. Maybe he is going to get more bounties, favors. And he will be thinking that my Allah is pleased with me. Because he doesn't realize. Sometimes what happens? He loses the tawfiq of performing salah.
Allahu Akbar.
He loses the tawfiq of going to the masjid. He loses the tawfiq of prostrating in the bargah of Almighty Allah. He doesn't realize. And that is the punishment from Almighty Allah. That because he was not grateful to Almighty Allah, so Almighty Allah took the ability and tawfiq of the sweetness of the ibadat of Almighty Allah, which he used to have in his heart. So that is also the punishment. Punishment does not only mean that the favors which you have will be taken away from you. So that is the only punishment. Sometimes, you know, if a person commits sins, so you will see that, and you will see people as well talking like that. They will say that, Mulana Sahib, that person is a thief. He steals every day. He robs people every day. He is doing the business with interest. We don't see him going through any challenge, any difficulty, any problem, any calamity. But they don't realize it.
Allah Allah.
Punishment is there. That person doesn't go to the masjid. That person cannot get up for Fajr. That person, you know, when he hears a muazzin giving azan, he doesn't pay any attention to him. That is a punishment of Almighty Allah. He should realize it. So, if a person is grateful to Almighty Allah, so his bounties will increase. How? Maybe sometime, you know, these apparent bounties, worldly favors will not increase, but his heart will be attached to the masjid more than before.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
He will love the house of Almighty Allah. He will start loving the poor. He will start loving helping the poor.
Right.
He will start loving, spending in the path of Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah is doing favor to him, is showing, you know, showering blessings upon him in this way. So that is the bounty of Almighty Allah, favor of Almighty Allah. Why? Because he is grateful to Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah.
So Almighty Allah's favors are always there. But sometimes we realize and sometimes we don't realize. So whether we realize or we don't realize, we should be thankful to Almighty Allah in each and every moment of our life.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Mulana Sahib, quickly coming towards you. Initially, in the beginning of the discussion, you mentioned that acknowledging the bounty is also expressing gratitude for the bounty. In other words, the ihsas, this feeling which you have, this is a bounty, it is automatically shukr. I don't have a tasbih with me. I can't spend the entire day saying subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. I got work to do, I got other things to do. Give me an other way in which I can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Different forms of gratitude, expressing our gratitude. Any one form which you would like to share with me.
There are some people who don't know how to make shukr. People think by saying alhamdulillah, that's the only form of making shukr. But people don't realize, as I mentioned the story of Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, that just by acknowledging the bounty is a way of making shukr. Now that's one way. Saying alhamdulillah is another form of making shukr. Now likewise, in his day-to-day life, either he's working, as Walana Sahib mentioned, people go to work, people are busy, they don't have the tasbih in their hand. What can a person do at that moment? When he's selling, there are people who are entrepreneurs, they are very good at selling. At the moment the person is selling, once that deal is done and that thing that you are selling goes out of his possession and money comes in his hand, he must know that this deal that he made was through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of the day, when we sum up the ways of making shukr, is to acknowledge the bounty. Likewise, a person can perform salah. He can make dua. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would make dua in this way. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. That, O Allah azza wa jal, help me to perform your dhikr. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and also to thank you. So he's asking Allah azza wa jal to grant him the ability to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this also is a form of shukr. Because you asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you with something. When you ask someone for something and he blesses you with that thing, whether you say thank you, jazakallah, you acknowledging that what I got is because of that person's mercy or that person's acceptance of my dua. You know, at the end of the day, again, I will mention.
Acknowledging.
Wherever you go, even when you perform salah, when you be reading Durood Sharif, another way of making shukr, because you are praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you praise his bondsman, when you praise his beloved, you are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again falls under shukr.
Subhanallah. Munasab, man lam yashkur an-nas lam yashkur Allah. The one who does not thank people, he cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you feel or do you think or can you explain that thanking people is also one of the forms of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Definitely, if anyone has done any favor to you, say jazakallah, shukran, thank you very much. When some people are living under one roof, father, mother, sister, brother, you know, siblings, they do lot of favors to each other every day. Mother does lot of favors to you. In the month of Ramadan, who cooked sahri for you? Who used to get up before everyone? Your mother. Did you ever get the tawfiq of saying jazakillah to your mother? Did you ever get the tawfiq of saying thank you very much to your mother? She is the one who grew you up. You know, she went through a lot of challenges when you were young, when you were small, when you were child. Did you ever say thank you to your mother? Your father has done a lot of favors to you. Did you ever say thank you to your father? Your elder brother has done a lot of favors to you. Your teachers have done a lot of favor to you. Your ustad, your peer has done a lot of favors to you. If you look around, every day, you know, the favor of Almighty Allah comes through people.
Subhanallah.
They, you know, you're going through some challenge, difficulty, calamity, you know, there are some hardships in your life. Someone from somewhere comes, you don't even know, he comes to help you. That is the favor of Allah, but through his bondsman, through the servant of Almighty Allah. So you say, thank you, Bhaijan. Thank you, brother. We should make a habit of saying this. Many people, you know, they don't have this habit. Many people, two things, you know, if we adopt in our life, one is apology, and other is shukriya. Mazarat, maaf kar dijiye, shukriya. Our life will become easy. People will start loving us. And you know, the person who has this habit of saying sorry, whether he says sorry to his father, mother, brother, sister, or siblings, teachers, or whoever, you know, he is communicated with. If he has the habit of saying sorry, people will love him. If he has the habit of saying Jazakallah, Shukriya, thank you know, all these words, Jazakallah, Shukriya, thank you, these are the words of gratitude, showing gratitude. If he has the habit of saying thank you, whenever he will go through any calamity, people will be around him to help him. So these habits, actually, we should try to adopt.
So another also beautiful point is coming to my mind now, that one of the ways of shukr is also utilizing the bounty which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon you, on yourself, on those around you, and publicizing that bounty is also a way of shukr. On the arrival of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when we Ushaqi Rasul, the beloved, the devotees of Nabi Sassam celebrate Miladun Nabi. What is that actually? It is actually thanking Allah Ta'ala for the arrival of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So expressing happiness on that bounty is also a way of shukr. And likewise, if a person comes to your house, a mehman, a guest came, and you took out food and you presented it to him, the food is a bounty of Allah, but you fed him, you expressed that, you know, this food Allah Ta'ala has granted me, I share it with you also. This is also a way of thanking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.
Eid al-Fitr itself is actually a form of shukr to Almighty Allah. When, you know, a person has worshipped Almighty Allah in the month of Ramadan, so after that is a reward and in'am from Almighty Allah, that now you celebrate Eid. Now you show that you are not fasting. This is the day of your joy and happiness. So express your happiness, because when a person expresses his happiness, his joy, and Almighty Allah sees that bounty upon his servant, for example, on the day of Eid, he wears a new cloth, new shoes. You know, a person buys for his entire father, buys for his children. You know, so people, what do they do? They celebrate actually the day of Eid, which is a great favor of Almighty Allah. On the day of Eid al-Fitr, when Almighty Allah has bestowed you with the great day of Eid al-Fitr, if a person is grateful to Almighty Allah and he spends the entire day, in the obedience of Almighty Allah, why I'm saying that if he spends the entire day in the obedience of Almighty Allah, normally what happens when a person is happy? So that is the nature of human. He will try to enjoy that happy moment, the moment of joy, in different ways. Many people, ma'azallah, they keep fast in the month of Ramadan, but then when the day of Eid comes, ma'azallah, they drink alcohol.
Allah, 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 Allah.
When the day of Eid comes, you know, they arrange many musical parties.
Go to movies, go to the cinema.
Go to the cinemas, they watch movies and they commit sins. And you know, I remember one call of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He was just 7 years old. And he used to sit in the company of Hazrat Sari Sikti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So a question was asked that how must we pay thanks to Almighty Allah, show gratitude to Almighty Allah. So Hazrat Sari Sikti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh told Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi to answer that question. He was just 7 years old. He said that you don't disobey Almighty Allah in return of the bounty He has bestowed upon you. So Eid al-Fitr is the day of bounty, is the day of the mercy of Almighty Allah. And now if a person disobeys Almighty Allah, so what does he want to prove? Almighty Allah blessed him with the month of Ramadan. That was the month of actually practicing and being practical and learning that how to kill the desires of the nafs. So if a person, you know, worshipped Almighty Allah the entire month of Ramadan, many people, you know, what do they do? When the month of Ramadan comes, they don't shave their beard. Their beard grows. Right after the month of Ramadan passes, the very first thing early in the morning they do is they shave their beard. It's a kabira sin. They used to go to the masjid for Fajr Salah every day, but on the day of Eid is just the next day after the month of Ramadan. They don't go to the masjid. On the day of Eid, masajids are empty. How, what kind of shukr we are paying to Almighty Allah?
Master, I just remembered something now, and on this I will take a break, inshallah, Azzawajal, that once a personality, a pious personality, a buzurg, one day he asked someone, that what is shukr?
The person says shukr is when you receive a bounty, you must thank Allah. And if you don't receive the bounty, be quiet, have sabr. He says, this is the habit of dogs.
Allah.
You give a dog a bone and you get happy. If you don't give him a bone, he'll keep quiet, which he can't do. So that person asked this wali of Allah Ta'ala, you tell me what I should say. So he said, jab ni'mat na mile, when you don't receive it, then you must thank Allah Ta'ala.
Allah.
And when you receive the bounty, then share it with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is shukr. So inshallah we'll discuss this, that one of the ways of thanking Allah Ta'ala is also to not be ungrateful at a time when you don't receive anything from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll take a short break, and after the break, we will, unfortunately, we move towards the conclusion of our discussion, and we are enjoying ourselves with the discussion of shukr and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua, Allah ta'ala enables all of us to thank Him wholeheartedly. And before Munasa was mentioning about feeding people, that is also a form of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, someone said, shukr kar. Molakatu aamde mehman par risk apna kha raha hai tere dastakhan par.
Allah
subhanallah.
Inshallah, we'll meet you after this short break. Inshallah, sallu al habib
sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
The ascension is one of the particularities of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam physically went to Masjid al-Aqsa from Masjid al-Haram, and from there, all seven skies, and to the Kursi and the Arsh, and even above the Arsh, in a very brief part of the night. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam beheld Allah Almighty with his own blessed eyes and heard his kalam without any means. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam came to the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam only. Before this, he alayhi salam never went to any other Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Angels mentioned the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam all the time. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the wisest amongst all creation. Some Islamic scholars have narrated there are total 100 parts of intellect, after which 99 parts have been bestowed upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whereas only one part has been given to all the believers. After narrating it, Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a tabi'i pious person, has said, in 71 books, I have read that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the wisest person amongst all people and has the best opinion. According to a narration, it was written in all these books, if the intellect which Allah Almighty has bestowed upon all people from the beginning of the world to its end is compared with the blessed intellect of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the intellect of all the people will be like a particle of sand in contrast to the sand of the entire world. Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dihlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, if it is said that there are total 1,000 parts of intellect, out of which 999 have been bestowed upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and one part is given to all the people, then it is also possible, because the miracles of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam have been proved in very huge numbers. So whatever is said regarding his divinely bestowed superiority is correct. In order to learn more sunnahs of Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in order to increase your love for our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it's a humble request to the viewers of Madani channel to come to the Madani Qafilas and come to the weekly Ijtima of Da'at Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability that we increase our love for beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. MashaAllah, some beautiful words of wisdom we have just heard now. And yes, coming back to our silsila before the break, beautifully our two honorable, wonderful guests who are discussing about shukr and expressing the gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we left the break with these words that, you know, sometimes when you receive a bounty, then you thank Allah ta'ala, and when you do not receive a bounty, then not being ungrateful is also a bounty, and it's also a way of expressing shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you know we are human beings. It doesn't happen that every time whatever we desire we do receive. Sometimes what we want we do not receive it. Allah ta'ala knows what is better for us. Yes, something doesn't go your way. Sometimes you like something, it's not better for you. Sometimes you don't like something, it's good for you. But when you do not get that which you wanted at that time, to keep quiet, to thank Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you know what is better. If it was better, you would have granted it to me. That is also a form of thanking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Munasab, coming towards you, can you share with us some beautiful aspects of shukr of the different Anbiya alayhimu salam, if possible? And also, what words can we utter for thanking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala?
When it comes to Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam's way of making shukr, I will mention one great prophet, alayhi salam, who was given the title Abdan Shakura, none other than Sayyidina Hazrat Nuh, alayhi salatu wasalam. Every moment in his life, he used to say Alhamdulillah. You asked about any prophet of how he or any prophet, how they made shukr. And likewise, what's the best form? What words can we use for saying Alhamdulillah? So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu salam's lifestyle shows us how a person can make shukr. He always used to say Alhamdulillah. Walking, at the time of walking, he used to say Alhamdulillah. At the time of wearing any type of clothing, he used to say Alhamdulillah. At the time of performing salah, after that, he used to say Alhamdulillah. Every aspect or anything that he alayhi salatu salam, would do in his life, he would make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he alayhi salatu salam, knew that whatever I am doing is through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So the words, a lot of people don't pay shukr to Almighty Allah. If they are going through some challenges, if you ask him, how are you? Bas chal raha hai, bas jee rahe hain. This person does not understand the value of the bounties of Almighty Allah. He's saying, yes, oh, bas jee rahe hain, just chal raha hai. Why you don't say Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal? Why don't you say Alhamdulillah? You know, if a person went to a Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayh, and he complained regarding his life and said, you know, I'm going through a lot of challenges, a lot of difficulties, calamities, and I'm deprived from, you know, the bounties. MahazAllah. So that Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayh said to him that, can you please sell your eyes to me in exchange of 100,000 dirhams? He said, no, I can't do that. Then he asked him, can you sell your hands to me in exchange of 100,000 dirhams? He said, no, I can't do that. So one by one, he asked about different organs of his body. And every time he refused to give and sell, then he told him, O bandai khuda, millions ki property uthai pirta hai, aur kehta ke tere paas kuch nahi hai, you don't have nothing. Allah ka shukr ada kar. So even if you are going through some challenges, still there are thousands of bounties of Almighty Allah upon you. So don't say bas jee raha hoon, bas chal raha hai. No, don't say like this. Say Alhamdulillah. Allah ka shukr ada, the way Mulana Sahib mentioned about the Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam.
Saying Alhamdulillah, as Mulana Sahib mentioned,
Allah,
that although a person was asked that how is your life going? And he says, no, it's going okay. He doesn't say Alhamdulillah. As Mulana Sahib mentioned, there are thousands of bounties that are present within him, but he does not realize it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully mentioned, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you count the favors of Allah Jalla Shanuhu, you will therefore never be able to count them. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, it is the day of Eid. And whatever is happening in the person's life, likewise when it comes to bounties, a person can say, what has Allah granted me? Without looking outside to apparent things, to zahir things, he should look at batin. Allah gave him the tawfiq to be born a Muslim.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the tawfiq to be among the lovers of the Holy Prophet
ﷺ.
Zahir, person only looks at Zahir. Why doesn't he look at Batin? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that person among the lovers of the Awliya Kamilin. Allah made him among those people who celebrate the urs of the great personalities.
Subhanallah.
That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully said, if you count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as it is the day of Eid, very importantly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the glorious Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum, washkuru lillahi in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. That, O believers, eat the good things that we have provided and acknowledge the favor of Allah if you really worship only Him or worship Him alone.
Just try to acknowledge. I would like to say to the viewers of Madani channel, you know, when you take a morsel of food, you eat. That morsel, one morsel of food can become poison in your stomach. Who made it possible for you to digest it?
Allahu Akbar.
It gets digested automatically. You don't need to put any effort.
Allah Allah.
So, you know, there are countless things, you know, to ponder on and to realize that Almighty Allah is very great and we are very weak. We should be grateful to Almighty Allah in each and every case.
Subhanallah. Munasab, last few moments we have. Aur aaj aapne hame acknowledgement sikha diya. I think the viewers will take at least one message away, acknowledgement they will take away, inshallah. Chalo itna hi le liya, so it will be a means of success, inshallah, for you in this world and the hereafter as well. We have the last few moments. Today is the day of Eid. What would you like to say on this day of Eid? How can we express shukr? And I'll come, inshallah, to Munasab, then we'll conclude.
Just say Alhamdulillah. Day of Eid. What else can a person say? He just went through Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the tawfiq to witness Ramadan. There were people with us last year, last Ramadan, but they weren't present for this Ramadan. Eid came. Eid is there to show us that you, as a bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just went through Ramadan. Make shukr that Allah gave you the tawfiq to witness the month of Ramadan. Just finally, when you move to Ustaz Sahib, Mulana Sahib, inshallah, Alhamdulillah. When a person says Alhamdulillah, when a bounty comes to him and he says Alhamdulillah, him saying Alhamdulillah is a tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After saying Alhamdulillah, another blessing comes to him, whether it is zahir, whether it is batin, apparent or hidden. So when a person continuously says Alhamdulillah for every bounty he has received, how many Alhamdulillah he said? He doesn't know. How many bounties are coming because of each Alhamdulillah? A person doesn't know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties upon that person who says Alhamdulillah never ends.
Subhanallah. Jazakallah Munasab. Munasab, logo ko khana khilana, giving sadaqa, giving clothes, acknowledging everything is the beautiful ways of thanking Allah ta'ala on the day of Eid. Few points which you would like to give to our viewers.
I would like to say at the end of our silsala to the viewers of Madani channel, that the way you spend the month of Ramadan in the Ibadat of Almighty Allah, spend this entire year, 11 months, in the same manner. Go to the masjid and perform salah. Go to the masjid and, you know, perform each and every salah with jamaat. Jamaat is wajib upon you, so it is necessary upon you to go to the masjid and perform salah with jamaat. The way you spend the entire month in the Ibadat of Almighty Allah, become grateful to Almighty Allah and spend other 11 months as well in the Ibadat of Almighty Allah and don't disobey Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah. With these viewers, with these few words, inshallah, we have reached the conclusion of today's discussion. And someone very beautifully said, Mazid ki talab se pehle mujood ka shukr lazim hai. It is necessary to have the gratitude and thanks of what you have now before expecting more in the future. This is the quote of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will get what you have never asked for, but always express gratitude. With these few words, we have unfortunately reached the conclusion of today's discussion. Alhamdulillah, On this beautiful day, we have listened to some beautiful ayat, ahadith, beautiful words of wisdom from our guests. And I hope that I have benefited. You would have also benefited from the beautiful discussion today. Remember, whatever we learn, we should always act upon it and pass the message on to others as well. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you inshallah tomorrow, same time, same place, but something new, something exciting we will be discussing. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Eid Mubarak to all of you. May Allah grant all of you abundance of barakah. Salli ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
These are the days of joy and grace. Gratitude shines on every face. Blessings uncounted, mercy so wide. Hearts are rejoicing this Eid tide. The days of gratitude.